Tri-County's local sports leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting live again at Johnson City High School. It's the second game of our doubleheader today, as right now we have Tioga taking on Delhi for the Section 4 Class D semifinals. The winner will move on to play Walton in the championship game next Friday night, right back here at 7 o'clock. It's the Butler Auto Kickoff Show, brought to you by Butler Auto Sales and Service and Rentals, featuring nearly 150 vehicles on two lots in Sydney. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in today's game. Tim, you got to be excited. Two teams that you haven't seen, we both haven't seen Tioga. I've seen Delhi this year. I think it could be a good one here today.
Well, anytime you get to watch Tioga Tigers play, it's an absolute pleasure, because they are just such a prolific running team, and they just execute so well their blocks and everything, and their offensive line, folks, for Class D football, I can't believe how big these guys are. I mean, this is absolutely amazing. You're looking over at the line. I'm looking at this three guys right in a row, 285, 254, and 315.
Yeah, and Coach Matthews was just in here again. We had him on during halftime of our first game, the Sydney coach, and he said, you got a Tioga roster? He looked at it, he goes, they're really young and they're really big. Yeah. And he goes, it's just one of those things. Every year you go, oh, maybe Tioga will be down this year, and it just hasn't been the case.
Yeah, no, it definitely hasn't, and that's what it really makes it, you know, so daunting as a task for a small school like Delhi. The kids aren't that big and everything, and you look across the line, and you're sitting there looking up at the guy that you have to block. That's a pretty scary thing.
Yeah, we were looking at the Class D champions. So this is since 2011 in Class D for Section 4. Tioga won the title from 2011 to 2015. Okay. Sydney took it in 2016, and then it's been 2 years in a row, 17 and 18, for Tioga. The last time that Walton won it was 2010. The last time that Delhi won it was 2006. So it's been a while for Walton and Delhi. Mm-hmm. It's been a while for everybody, pretty much besides Sydney, because it's been really the era of Tioga.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, you look at that, our record of how many times they've won Section 4 Class D. That's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, it's just total domination, and it's I'm not a fan of the Patriots, folks, but it's kind of like that. You know, it's just really, really just amazing how well they are, and just shows you that winning does breed a program, and a program does breed winning. So
they always seem to have great athletes, fast athletes. They have size. They have a lot of wrestlers, which I think has always translated well. And they come in this season the clear number one favorite. One of their closest games in Class D was against Walton, the first game of the year, 23-20. All the experts that we've talked to said that game could have gone either way. So I think it could be a great sectional final if it ends up being Tioga and Walton. But you look at the Delhi Bulldogs over here. Mm-hmm. The big thing with Delhi in the middle of the season when they were slumping a little bit is they went through some huge injuries. And it appears that everybody is back and healthy today, including QB Luke Brannigan. He's been throwing some great balls here in warm-ups. When they have everybody together, yes, this is a team that doesn't have a ton of experience at this level, but they have athletes all over the field. We'll see what they can do today.
Yeah, I mean, you get some of those athletes in space, and I'll tell you what, you just never know what happens. One missed tackle, and they're gone. You know, so you get the ball in their hands as quickly as you can. You don't let those big guys even get near you, and spread it out all over the field.
They had a lot of guys come over from their soccer program and come into the football program this year, including some guys that have made huge contributions, like Alex Haight, who we know is a great athlete, as well as Logan Akins. Ty Bruce is playing this year, so they just had a great influx of athletes, and you team those guys up with a guy like Warren Pardee, who was their running back, and just week after week, they send me the stats, 2 touchdowns, 3 touchdowns, 4 touchdowns. So this is a team that can do it. I mean, they were up on Walton and had Walton dead to rights. Walton, in very Walton fashion, came back for a big last kind of minute win in that ball game. So you never know. Delhi has proven that on any given week they can play with you.
Yeah, is Alex Sun?
Yes.
Probably one of the best athletes I saw in that era was Seth Haight. And if he's any if that young man is anything like his dad, wow, what an athlete.
Alex is a tremendous basketball player, a great tennis player as well at Delhi, and he's played soccer through some very good years for the Delhi soccer program. For whatever reason, these guys all decided to come together and play football this year, and it's been pretty good. Alex did have a hand injury in the middle of the year. I think it kept him out a week, maybe two at the most. But overall, he's been a really solid contributor.
Yeah, I mean, you look over on that side of the field, which is to the right of us, and, you know, they look like they got good numbers. Obviously, this time of year, you're bringing up people and you're adding to your roster, and it just makes you look a little bit more like you got a formidable bench, you know, that sort of thing. But you just never know. I mean, you get in a game, and we thought today, you know, immediately thought today, Walton was going to run away with it. And then all of a sudden, Green says, hey, wait, you know what? We're here, too. We come out, we play the second quarter. It was the story of two quarters in that first game until that, like, last 4 minutes, I would say, right, Nate?
Yeah.
Say last 4 minutes, two-score game.
Yeah.
You know, it was a great game. And you never know what can happen when you get it to this level, just because inexperience might show up, can't hang on to football. Both teams in the first game had a lot of trouble with that. And there was turnovers and turnover on downs, and the punting game was a fiasco at some point.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll see what happens in this game, obviously, but the wind has picked up a little bit, so it might show up.
I mean, Delhi is more in our neck of the woods than Tioga. I think no one would disagree with us that they are the underdog today. Tioga is the clear favorite. The pressure's on Tioga. They're totally used to that. But Delhi can come out here today and say, hey, let's throw it all out there and see what happens.
We have nothing to lose. We are playing probably the best team in Class B for years, you know, just year after year after year. What a way for our seniors to go out saying we sent them home.
Yep, that would be great for Delhi. And this program went through, you know, a couple of tough years with some coaching changes. Guys, you know, weren't excited to come out for the program. Things have changed, and Phil Newman has got this program back to where it always has been.
Right. Well, you know, and I was just thinking, when you just said that, I remember the one game we went, they had three guys on the sideline.
Yeah, they
had just
really
enough.
Low numbers, yeah.
Yeah. It was like really, just really weird.
I mean, the injury bug, and they just went through a couple of years where they changed coaches, you know, and I don't think anything bad was going on, just the coach came, something else happened, they left, and so on and so forth. So the program was going through some small school changes, and they've got it back to where it needs to be, and they have a great group of guys that are really just, at the end of the day, great young men that are going to be great citizens when they go out into the real world after high school. It's our Butler Auto pregame show. We're going to pause as we get you set for Tioga and Delhi. The winner will get Walton, who was a 40-14 winner over Green earlier today. Someone just wrote to me on Twitter. They were commenting on our awards from the first game, and they said, sounded like Nick Lamoureux could have gotten all three and nobody would have argued.
And what did I say in the first quarter?
You said he could have gotten all three, yeah. So I totally agree. I mean, Lamoureux was fantastic. So he certainly had a day between those two interceptions, running one back, the long touchdown run. He was great. So
yeah.
We'll take a break. Delhi and Tioga kicking off when we come back here on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval, one of the best service departments, and a full rental fleet. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Odeonta, and North Norwich, where you will find their big selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the catalog outlet, you'll discover quality home furnishings for every room, including all the latest style sofas, bedrooms, recliners, dining rooms, sectionals, and more by popular makers like Ashley, Klausner, Liberty, Lane, and others. For a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from the catalog outlet's in-store sleep setters with brand name one-sided and two-sided mattresses, as well as sleep enhancing adjustable bases in every size, style, and comfort level. Nobody sells mattresses for less. For your convenience, the catalog outlet stores are open 7 days a week and offer quick and easy financing with interest-free and no credit bank credit options. See store for complete details. Low prices, best selection, and service with a smile. Only at the catalog outlet in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich, offering you the best for less since 1989.
heating. Those chilly nights are here. Is your heating system ready to keep you and your family warm? You don't have to worry because Gilbert Plumbing and Heating of Gilbertsville is here for you. They have been serving the Tri-County area for over 30 years. They offer full residential and commercial services, and they have 24/7 emergency service to give you peace of mind for those late night problems. Have them check out your furnace or boiler today. Need a new system? No problem. They can install everything for you, and they offer service contracts. Gilbert Plumbing and Heating technicians are highly skilled, and their rates are very competitive. For friendly hometown service, call Gilbert Plumbing and Heating of Gilbertsville at 783-2289 or visit online at gilbertph.com. Gilbert Plumbing and Heating, quality without compromise.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Let's give you a soccer update. The Unitigo girls have defeated Elmira Notre Dame 1-0 to win their second straight Section 4 Class C Girls Soccer Championship. Dana Stepp with the game winner. She has, I believe that's 31 goals on the season, wow. 18 assists. Probably one of the best soccer players in the area. So congratulations to the U. They're going back to states.
Nice. Very nice.
That game, I believe, will be next Saturday. It'll be at a Section 4 site when that's all confirmed. Please make sure you check in with us. As Unitigo will be going on to states for the second straight year, still undefeated this season. And so Delhi and Unitigo are here in the Section 4 Class D football semifinals at Johnson City High School. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you. Game 2 of our doubleheader today. Walton defeated Green 40-14 in our first game of the afternoon. And, boy, just a great weather day here for football and the fans, so come out to support both sides.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, you look at these two teams, and you look out the press box window, and Tioga is on our side, and I can tell, folks, just imagine Michigan. I mean, seriously, that's just what they look like.
Very
you know,
true.
They
yep.
do. They look. Their uniforms are so much like the Michigan Wolverines, and I always bring that up, but it is just so uncanny how much they look like Michigan.
So, yeah, Tioga is pretty much in the dark blue with the yellow. They have the very Michigan-looking helmet. Great uniform, probably one of my favorites here in Section 4. Delhi looking sharp in the gray pants, the maroon trim, the white top, and the white helmet with the maroon stripe as well. Their colors are really popping here today.
Yeah, really sharp.
Tioga will receive. They'll be going left to right. Delhi is going to kick off. I think the key is, can this Delhi team stop Tioga and all the things that they do so well? The other thing that I'm curious about with Delhi, when they played Walton earlier this season, they started to run out of gas in the second half. Mm-hmm. How is their conditioning now compared to the middle of the season? It was a hot day that day.
Yeah, so you would think it would be back to speed.
So Delhi is going to kick off, and Tioga will fall on this one at the 33-yard line, and that was Ethan Perry who fell on that bouncing kick.
Yeah, he just tried to pooch it through the first two lines, and nice cover by the young man from Tioga, and the ball will be spotted at the 33-yard line of the Tioga Tigers, 1st and 10.
So thanks for joining us for the Butler Auto pregame show today at noon and also at 3 o'clock for our two games. Of course, Butler Auto has two locations in Sydney, Route 7 Riverside, and also across from the Kmart Plaza in Sydney on Delaware Avenue. So here's the first play of the game for Tioga. They'll look to hand one off. They'll look to run it right up the middle here with Emmett Wood, their sophomore running back. He gets a majority of the handoffs, good for a couple of yards.
Sake of the jet sweep to the left side, and they give Wood the ball right up the center and guard gap. He gets 5 yards on the play, 2nd down and 5.
And the senior QB, Brady Worthing, wearing number 24, will be under center, one of those wrestling type of guys that we talked about during our pregame show. This Tioga team is methodical, for sure. We're 30 seconds in. This will be about a 2nd and 5. They'll look to run it up the middle again, and another run here for Emmett Wood. Good for about 4.
Number 26, Emmett Wood, with a real hard run right there. Good for 4 yards, 3rd down and 1. Ball will be spotted at about the 43-yard line.
Wood had a tremendous game last year when we saw Tioga late in the season against Green in the finals and against Walton in the semifinals. That was the two times we saw Tioga a year ago. Tioga advancing into the state tournament another time. Of course, they won states all the way back in 2015. Another run for Wood right up the middle, and we've seen some smash-mouth football to start this game. He'll just break over the plane, and it should be a 1st down.
Yeah, nice little play, and I'll tell you what, Tioga's running straight out of the eye with the lead blocker in the hole, and what a great block he placed right there. Got the 1st down yardage necessary. The ball is now at the 45-yard line of the Tioga Tigers.
So we're scoreless in the early going of this first quarter, Section 4, Class D football semifinals. 10:45 to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless between Delhi and Tioga. They'll hand off to Wood again. Ball is on the turf, but Tioga's going to fall on it. Wood coughed it up, but then a good job by Jack Woodcock falling on that 1-2 hold on.
Crushing hit by number 20, Warren Pardee, from his middle linebacker spot. Dislodged the ball, but Tioga was there to recover after a 3-yard gain, second down and 7.
And so this will be a second down. We saw a lot of turnovers in the first game. Both teams had a lot of trouble holding on to the ball. So we'll see if that continues in our second semifinal for whatever reason today. As you said earlier, just some hard-hitting football. So this will be a second down and about 8 to go. And there's another fumble, and Tioga's just going to fall on this one, and the QB doing a good job, Brady Worthing, to just cover it up.
Brady Worthing mishandles the snap, loses about 4 yards on the play. We'll bring up third down and 13.
Clock moving, 9:50 to go, first quarter. On a beautiful day here in Johnson City, we'll also be keeping you updated on the Green Newark Valley Class C Field Hockey Championship game. We should be getting some updates from that. Of course, we told you the Unitego girls taking down Elmira Notre Dame in the Class C Soccer Championship here for Section 4, their second straight for the Lady Spartans. Tioga wants to throw, and it's intercepted and brought to the 30-yard line. What a play there by Delhi's Hunter Sanford, skying up almost from his line position to pick that off.
Yeah, he just stood up, and the ball was there. He grabbed it, and turnover by the Tioga Tigers gives the ball back to the Bulldogs at the Tiger 30.
Wow, what a play. I mean, you literally said it, Tim. He was kind of crouched down. Tioga tried to throw it over the line, and it was like this big guy listed at 6'4", 210 just popped up and batted it down, but he held on to it.
Yeah, real nice hands.
So here is Delhi going right to left. Luke Brannigan will look to hand it off to Warren Pardee. Pardee, their crushing running back, is going to run all the way down to the 10-yard line, knocked out of bounds at the 8. What a start here for Delhi.
Wow, what a nice little play. Lead block out to the right side around the end, and Pardee did the rest of it. He ran over two guys to get the first down yardage and more. Ball is spotted inside the 10-yard line. First and goal to go at about the 8.
What we saw in the regular season meeting between Delhi and Walton, as we'll have a timeout on the field taken by Tioga. We'll take a break. We'll talk about that when we come back. So, Delhi in good scoring position early. Can they punch it in? 9:18 to go first quarter. Scoreless between Tioga and Delhi on CDO.
With a mortgage from NBT Bank, you can stop stressing and start packing. Visit us in branch or online at nbtbank.com/welcome home and see why NBT Bank is recognized as one of the world's best banks by Forbes. Equal housing lender, NMLS 500501.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. 9:18 to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless between Delhi and Tioga. And here comes Delhi out of the timeout. They are inside the 10-yard line here, Tim.
Yeah, they are. The first and goal to go from about the 8-yard line, but that timeout taken by the coach, I'm telling you what, I bet that was not a fun conversation in that huddle.
They'll hand off to Alex Haight to the left side, looking to run. He'll cut back to the 5 before he's pushed out of bounds. First time we've seen Haight with the ball today. What I was going to say before the break was Delhi against Walton came out gangbusters, put up a bunch of points in the first half, and then started to just run out of gas on a hot day. So they do have a history of starting really strong. We're seeing it here with that interception and now with a second and goal.
Yeah, and he picked up about, I'm going to say about 2 on the place. Now the ball will be spotted at about 6.
So 9:12 to go in the first quarter. Delhi looking to punch it in. And so here is Griswold. Griswold is going to be starting at QB. Tries to go to Ty Bruce on the far side. It is incomplete. So we were saying in warm-ups that Luke Brannigan looked like he was back out there. I don't know if he's cleared to play or not. We did not get any indication from that from the coaching staff, but here's a guy who stepped in the senior, Mike Griswold, and he's faced down with a third down and goal to go with 9 minutes to go first quarter.
Yeah, and you'd have something big like this, you need to put points on the board right away to put them behind on the scoreboard would be huge to start this game off for the Bulldogs.
So here is a third down now for the Bulldogs. Griswold is going to roll out. He's looking to throw. He's got a man complete. Over to the far side and in for Tyler Bruce, and a touchdown for Delhi.
Nice little play. Stopped, planted his foot, and absolutely just juked his defender, walked into the end zone untouched. 6 points, Delhi.
So Ty Bruce with the first quarter touchdown off the pass from Griswold gives Delhi a 6-0 lead. So what a start here for the Delhi Bulldogs. And a lot of times we've seen games where teams have just not been able to move the ball at all over four quarters.
Is number 9 a former soccer player?
No, he has just been doing kicking duties all year long here in Brody Silcox, and he's got a good leg, and he puts this one up. Oh, but they'll say it was wide to the right.
Wow.
So we do know that they like to kick extra points. This one's wide right, but Delhi scores as Griswold hits Ty Bruce. It's 6-0 for Delhi over Tioga with 9 minutes to go, first quarter on CDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sydney Center.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Delhi with a 6-0 lead over Tioga, 8:59 to go in the first quarter. An onside kick is unsuccessful. It did roll quite a long ways, though, so Tioga will take over going left to right at their own 32. They'll pitch to Wood to the left side. Wood's going to cut back inside the hashes and brought down at the 40, driven back to about the 37. And you can see some of the spunk from this Delhi defense early in the going.
They are fired up right now, I'm telling you what. And everybody is, the second and third guy in are ripping the ball.
Yep.
And that's good, as long as the first and second guys are hanging on the runner.
Yeah, this is very reminiscent of Delhi Walton earlier in the year. Delhi always comes out gangbusters. They have no problem getting up for games, that's for sure. 8:25 to go first quarter. Delhi leads Tioga 6-0 after an interception, and then they turned it into 6 points on a pass to Tyler Bruce on a third and goal. And here is Worthing. Wants to throw across the middle. It's incomplete. Ball's in the dirt. Third down coming.
Ball's in the dirt because of number 44, Jake Pitcher, tipped the pass. And it went to the ground short of the wide out. So it'll be third down and 2. Ball is at the 41-yard line of the Tioga Tigers.
I have a field hockey update. Green and Newark Valley tied 1-1. 20 minutes to go in the first half. That game's being played over in Vestal today for the Section 4 Class C championship for all you Green fans that might be listening in. 8:10 to go, first quarter. A 6-0 lead for Delhi over Tioga here in football action. Worthing's going to go right back to Wood. Stiff arms a tackler, gets into the second level, and is brought down right at midfield as he crosses into Bulldogs territory.
At the point of attack, what a great block by the fullback. He just absolutely cleaned out the linebacker on that side, gave Wood all the room he needed to get to the outside and get into Delhi Bulldog territory. The ball is spotted at the 48-yard line, first and 10.
Clock is moving, 7:55 to go first quarter, so pretty much it's been all Tioga running the ball on the ground with Emmett Wood, as we have seen many times from them over the last couple of years. Although Wood is only a sophomore, he crosses it again. We got a flag on the play. Wood is tripped up by Alex Heath at the 33, but another punishing run.
One of the big boys grabbed one of the linebackers, and I believe we're going to have holding against Tioga. It's going to move him back.
Okay. So let's see where this places the ball, Tim, when they march it off. Tioga fans not pleased.
Yeah, they'll take it from where the penalty, that's the one thing that happens that I have always wondered about. But what they do is that where the holding happens is where they mark it off from. It's not from the original line of scrimmage.
That is interesting.
Yeah. So it's not first and, you know, like you would think 25 or whatever. It's, let's see, first and 19.
We'll also have some updates coming up on the Oneonta girls soccer team. They're playing Shenango Forks today in the Class B Section 4 championship game. QB keeper here for Worthing to the outside. It's back to the original line of scrimmage into Delhi territory, tackled at the 45, and slides to the 44 at the left hash.
Nice little misdirection. Quarterback keep to the left side, as Nate did say. He crossed 50-yard line and crossed the 45. The ball will be at the 43-yard line of the Delhi Bulldogs. Second down and a long five.
Coming up on 7 minutes to go, first quarter. Delhi leads 6-0 with 7 minutes to go here in this first frame. Bulldogs trying to stay strong on defense. Here comes Tioga looking like Michigan, going left to right. QB keeper again for Worthing. Cuts back in the backfield, runs into a wall of defenders, though, and is brought down at the 40. So this is going to be, let's see, this is going to be fourth and short coming up here, Tim. Am I right, or third and short?
I think he just flipped it. So I think he flipped it prematurely. So I think it is going to be third and short.
Okay, third and short.
Yeah.
So this will be a third and short here for the Tioga Tigers. They do mark that back at the 41, so it's about a third and three.
Yeah, we apologize, folks. The guy that's running the box, which is Taz, keeps the down.
Yeah.
We don't know if he's doing it early or late or what he's doing, but he's had us confused a couple times.
Timeout for the Tigers with 6:24 to go in the first quarter. Delhi leads 6-0. We got a good game to start this one, folks. We'll be back on CDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. It's a third and three out of the timeout for the Tigers. They have some movement on the line, and they'll look to hand it off to Wood. Again, they'll run to the right side where they have some blocking. Delhi almost had Wood in the backfield, but he's going to power forward for the first down, I believe.
Yeah, number one, Seth Franks came up from his cornerback spot, almost made a great tackle, but Wood said, absolutely not, young man, I'm going to go get that first down.
So that was Ty Bruce coming up there for Delhi to try to make that play.
But, first down for the Tioga Tigers.
So Tioga moves forward here with 6:10 to go in this first frame. Delhi leads 6-0. It's been a steady dose of running here for Tioga. And they'll hand it off. It's going to be a QB keeper. Worthing throws it out. Ball's on the turf. Both teams scrambling for it. I think Delhi's got it, and they do.
Yeah.
They recover at the 40-yard line.
Second play that the Tigers went to the wishbone formation, and they actually ran the option, lead option off that play. Pitch was a little bit behind the tailback. He drops it, and the Bulldogs recover.
Cody Palumption with the fumble recovery, and that ball was on the turf for a long time, and Palumption just came sliding in on his left hip and gathered it up, and he just went over to the sideline and got swallowed up by his teammates. Cool to see. 5:54 to go in the first quarter, and Delhi leads 6-0. At the 40-yard line now, going left to right, Bulldogs will take over. Here's the snap, and they're going to go. They're going to flea flicker it off here to their other quarterback, Luke Brannigan, who's in the game now. Brannigan will run forward, gets back to the original line of scrimmage, and was brought down. So Griswold, who's been playing QB, flipped it over to Brannigan, who went to throw, but had nowhere to go.
Yeah, then he reversed his field, came all the way back over to the left side, and the Tioga linebacker, number 55, what a great job staying home, and was there to stop him for no gain.
So we'll see if Delhi has some more tricks up their sleeve here in this contest today. 5:19 to go. Clock is moving in the first quarter. Delhi leads 6-0 over Tioga. Ball is at the 40-yard line. Back in at QB here is Griswold. Griswold waiting. He has Haight in the backfield. He's got Pardee in the backfield. Haight makes a cutback move across the 40 out to about the 42. So this is going to be a third and about 8 to go, maybe 7.
Yeah, good call, Nate. It was a nice little 2-yard gain, maybe 3 for Haight. And really nice cut is exactly what he did. I mean, he got to the hole and just made one guy miss and got the 2-3 yards. Looks like they're going to give him 3, so it will be third down and 7. Third and 7.
Have not seen Bryce Brocky out there today, another great running back here for Delhi, so they might be without his services. Trying to peer over on the far sideline. I do think I see him over there, and he's not dressed, so that would be a loss today for the Bulldogs. And here is the throw over the middle. Brannigan trying to find his receiver. That's Haight at the 30. Did he bring it in? Let's see. Waiting for the official signal. Yes.
Yeah.
Catch at the 30.
What a catch. The referee was just making sure that he had the ball. And young man, number 10, what a really nice catch on the sideline. Well-thrown ball by the quarterback. And big first down play.
So Brannigan finds Haight and he's able to tiptoe down the sideline, and Delhi is on the move once again with 4:15 to go in the first quarter and a 6-0 lead.
When they break the huddle here, folks, they'll be at the 31-yard line of the Tioga Tigers, 1st and 10.
You know, we did check in with Delhi earlier in the week, and they have just been so hurt with injuries. I almost didn't want to bring it up with the coaching staff, mm-hmm. Blake, because, hey, whoever you got out there, that's who's going to play for you guys this week. They're going to throw over the middle. A good pass to Ty Bruce through his hands and incomplete.
Yeah, Ty Bruce had gotten loose behind the linebackers and just in front of the safeties, wide open, and wasn't able to bring it in. So it'll be 2nd down and 10.
Clock is stopped at 3:54 to go in the first quarter. Delhi leads Tioga 6-0. What a start here for the Bulldogs, as they will have a 2nd down and 10 to go. Ball is at the Tioga 31-yard line as Delhi goes right to left. Good to see that they could use Brannigan or Griswold at QB today. And Brannigan is back in. You feel good for him. He had some big injuries this year, and he's been able to do a good job to get back out on the field. Here's Haight on a little end around, pushed out after a gain of about 2.
Yeah, a lot of motion on that play for a 2-yard gain, but I'll tell you what, he was running for his life and did pick up 2 yards, so it'll bring up 3rd down and a long 7.
3:35 to go, first quarter. Delhi hanging tough here with Tioga. It's 6-0. They get the play from the sideline here, and they've gotten everybody involved so far. Ty Bruce scored the touchdown. They've used Haight. They've used Pardee. And there's other weapons on this team that they certainly haven't used yet. And they're going to go back to Pardee. Cuts back to the right side. Hard running across the 25, about the 23.
Going to be about two yards short of the first down. But at that 25-yard line area, I think Delhi's in 4-down territory here, so I think they'll be going for it again.
Yeah, they're deep in Tioga territory. This would be big if they could pick up a 1st down, 4th and about 2 to go. We mentioned it during the first game where Walton defeated Green 40-14. If you get deep, you got to score in games like this. You can't come away and say, oh, if we had scored there, we'd scored here.
Yeah. I mean, and you go back to that game, mate, and Walton missed 4 extra point conversions.
Yep.
So that's big.
2:35 to go. First quarter. Here's a 4th down. They're going to give it to the workhorse, Pardee, and I don't think he got it. Not even close. As that Tioga defensive line, swallowed him up. Aaron Howard was there to grab him.
See a blue right there, baby. And I'll tell you what, he met the wall, and they sent him backwards. Great defense by the Tioga Tigers. Now let's see if they can hang on to the ball. Both times in their possessions, they've had fumbles and turnovers. So see if Tioga can do better on the 3rd possession.
If you're looking for a silver lining here for Delhi, I think you're keeping the ball out of Tioga's hands as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting for the snap, Tioga will take over at their own 20-yard line. They go right back to Wood. He's got a huge hole on the right side. He gets tackled down by Haight. Did a good job to come over and close the gap, but it's good for a 1st down for about 13 yards on the right side.
That right side for Tioga's offensive line just made a wall, and he had nobody there. If Haight's not there, he's in the end zone. Big play on 1st down. Good for 1st down yardage. Ball would be spotted at about the 38-yard line.
2:23 to go, first quarter, 6-0 lead here for Delhi over Tioga. It's the 2nd game of our doubleheader today for the Section 4 Class D football semifinals. Walton defeated Green 40-14 in our first game today. That game started at noon. This one kicked off at about 3 o'clock as we're starting to wrap up the first quarter here at Johnson City High School. Line is set, and they're going to go back to Wood again. Wood to the left side, barrels over a tackler. Good for about 3 yards. Delhi on the tackle there with Tom Rucker.
Yeah, he likes to run to contact, folks. He is not afraid to put his helmet down and shoulder pads, and he's got the legs to back it. Good for 3 yards, as Nate said, 2nd down and 7.
Minute 55 to go, first quarter. Good start between the Tigers and the Bulldogs. Great crowd support for both teams here today in Johnson City. Here is Worthing under center. Line is set. Man in motion. They'll hand it off, and they'll run it up the middle here for the first time tonight with Sloan Manuel with 1.5 minutes to go. Good for about 3 yards, maybe 2.
Gave the fullback the ball on a quick little dive play and off the right side. Center and guard gap gets about 2 yards. We'll bring it up 3rd and 2, and the ball is just across the 45.
Coming up on 1:15 to go here in the first quarter. About 3rd and 2 for the Tigers as they approach midfield. They'll go back to Wood. Wood gets through to the right side. Good for a 1st down and more across the 45. Legs still pumping. Can he get away? He's at the 30, still on his feet, and dives forward to the 25, to the 23.
And through two different tackles until number 44 makes a touchdown-saving tackle for the Delhi Bulldogs. What an absolute fantastic run by number 26.
Yeah, it was Jake Pitcher with the touchdown-saving tackle with 55 seconds to go here in the first quarter. But Tioga is on the march, led by number 26, their sophomore running back, Emmett Wood. Tioga taking their time. They're at the 25-yard line, deep in Delhi territory for the first time today. And that will have a flag on the play. And I believe this one's going against the Tigers.
Yeah, the wideout on the far left side started to go in motion, but he took a step forward first. He's going to come over to the sideline and talk to the coach about that.
39 seconds to go, first quarter. Tioga, always a very disciplined team, so you don't see them take many penalties like that.
I felt bad for him because he's over there all by himself with his defender. Right. As soon as he did it, he's like, oh, no.
The clock is moving down to 30 seconds to go here. This will be a first and 15 for the Tigers. They're back at the Delhi 30. They trail 6-0. They go to Wood. Hammers the hole right side. Leaps forward. Back up to the 25. So he's at the original line of scrimmage with 18 seconds left. First quarter. Clock still moving. So that might be the last play of the quarter.
And he was tackled on the play by number 67, Delhi. And they did get about four of the five back, so it'll be second down and 11 once the play goes back to play.
Second quarter will be coming up. They won't get another playoff here in the first, so it's Delhi and a touchdown by Ty Bruce, leading 6-0 over Tioga. Second quarter coming up on CDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Start of the second quarter, we will flip ends of the field. So Tioga now going right to left. And they will have a second down and about 11 to go, and they are at the Delhi 25-yard line. They'll go right back to Emmett Wood, a run to the right side, cuts back at the 20, 15. He's got some daylight, but he's brought down. Tyler Bruce was just able to wrap him up at the last minute, but move the chains for another Tigers first down.
Yeah, nice little lead block by the fullback, and springs Wood to the right side. He gets the first down yardage necessary. The ball is going to be spotted just shy of the 10-yard line, first and 10.
So early in the second quarter, Delhi with a 6-0 lead over Tioga, but the Tigers are on the march. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on WCDO. Glad to have you along for game two of our doubleheader set here today. Walton defeated Green earlier, 40-14. Here's the snap. They'll hand it off. Throw another run up the middle, but the Delhi defense was right there, and Wood has nowhere to go. They toss him backwards, breaking through the line. There was Jake Pitcher for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, real nice play by the Bulldogs right there. He had a lot of help because it doesn't take more than one to bring Mr. Wood down, and he got about one. I think the down marker's given me a yard gain, so second down and 9.
You know, the longer Delhi hangs around in this game, the more confidence they're going to get.
Absolutely.
You know, so this is a great start for Delhi. Sometimes in the years past, we've seen Tioga just come out and run over a team immediately.
And they've been moving the ball successfully, but they've had those two turnovers, and this one, hopefully, they can finish.
Yeah, the Tigers with some uncharacteristic turnovers. Let's see what they do here on a second down at 9. They're going to look to go to the air. They throw for the back of the end zone, and it's through the hands of the intended receiver in the back of the end zone, who was Kobe Whitmore.
Kobe Whitmore just got worried about his feet if they were going to be in bounds. A nice throw by the quarterback, number 24, right in his hands, dropped incomplete pass, third down and 9.
Interesting now. You don't see Tioga go to the air a ton. So now
they
that leaves him
pass, too.
Very
they
true.
Some pass.
So now it leaves him with a third and 9. Usually you'd see him chip away a little bit, third and short type of situation. Mm-hmm. So third and 9, but they're deep in Delhi territory. Ball is at the 12-yard line.
So not a, you know, not a long way to go to pay dirt here. 10:35 to go, second quarter. Delhi leads Tioga 6-0. Worthing drops back. No, he's going to hand it off to Wood. Wood looking for the end zone, brought down at about the 2. That might be good for a first down.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be, I'm thinking based on where that referee has his foot, I think he's going to be just short.
Oh, just short, yeah. 4th and inches here. Boy, this would be huge for you Bulldog fans.
Oh, my goodness.
If you could get a stop here, but you're going to have to stop the freight train of sophomore Emmett Wood to do it. 10-10 to go, second quarter. Delhi leads 6-0, but the Tigers of Tioga are knocking on the door. Here is Worthing under center, and a timeout is going to be taken by the Delhi Bulldogs. We'll step away for 30 seconds. 10:04 to go, second quarter. Delhi 6, Tioga nothing. We'll be back on CDO.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. 10:04 to go, second quarter. Nate Lowell and Tim Cutting with you today on CDO, also online. And you can listen on Apple products now, folks, all at WCDOsports.com. Glad to have you along. Our online service is brought to you by Sidney Federal Credit Union. Delhi leads 6-0 and a 4th down here for Tioga. They are inside the Delhi 5 at the 3. Mm-hmm. So pretty much, you get a first down here, you might be able to score.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I'm thinking I'm giving the ball to the number 26, but he's way, way back in the backfield.
So let's see. It's going to be a QB keeper here for Worthing. And, boy, this is a big pile of bodies. Delhi is actually saying that they have the ball off a fumble. But, I mean, it's going to take a second to
sort
it out.
Yep, they're giving him the first.
Wow, so they got just enough to get a first down. It's going to be a first and goal to go.
Well, the kids from Delhi are not happy because they came out of the bottom with that ball, and they thought they stopped them. But, obviously, the referee said no. So, it's first and goal to go. The ball is spotted at the 2 of the Bulldogs.
So, here is Tioga, again, knocking on the door, trying to get in. They're going to go to Wood. Wood to the right side. He's in. And a touchdown here for the Tioga Tigers on a short run.
Yeah, he just jumped over the whole line right there. What an athlete that number 26 is. Tioga Tigers scored a touchdown by number 26, Emmett Wood.
So Emmett Wood gets the opportunity, about a 2-yard TD run. And we're tied 6-6 with 9:39 to go in the second quarter. And now Worthing is going to be doing the kicking duties.
Lefty.
And a lefty, yeah. So Worthing will be doing the kicking duties. Mason Boozer will be the holder. Snap is good. Hold is good. Kick is down, and it's a line drive. It's short. He did not get enough air under it, so we are tied 6-6 with 9:39 to go in the second quarter here in the Section 4 Class D football semis. We'll take a break and be right back on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company has a strong foundation in the insurance industry with a commitment to a promising future right here at home, offering property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. We have been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit online at preferredmutual.com. The home office of Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is located at 1 Preferred Way, New Berlin, New York. Preferred Mutual proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
A short kickoff here for Tioga, and Delhi is able to fall on it with Hunter Sanford. So the Bulldogs are going to have good field position here, Tim, right about at the JC logo at the 46-yard line. 9:38 to go, second quarter. We're tied 6-6 between Tioga and Delhi.
Not sure if that was a planned onside kick or if he just missed the ball because it was really a weird bouncing ball right off the bat. So Bulldogs have the ball, first and 10.
So here are the Bulldogs now going left to right. They're going to throw over the middle with Brannigan, complete to Ty Bruce. Did he bring it in? No, incomplete. Would have been a great catch at the 40, but it was a little low when he couldn't pull it in.
Yeah, catch would have been good for first down yardage with the ball into Tioga territory, but as Nate said, it fell incomplete, second down and 10.
I like this Delhi team so much because they're a mixture of, yeah, the new guys that came over from soccer, and that's exciting and everything, but there's a couple of guys on this team that fought through the hard years, the years where they were 2-6, 1-7, and all those type of years. And they're here, and what a chance to take on Tioga in the sectional semis. You feel good for them. Here's the snap. They're going to do a little end-around to Alex Haight. He's deep in the backfield. He gets absolutely crushed, thereby worthing a huge loss on the play.
Not only does he kick, and he's the quarterback, but he hits. Oh, my gosh, what a crushing blow that was right there. Haight was running loose on the left side, and Haight said, stop, young man, and he did.
Wow, Worthing came up from his safety spot and just absolutely tattooed him. Good job by Haight to bounce right back up, though, after absorbing that hit. 9 minutes to go, second quarter. We're tied 6-6. This is going to be a third down and long for the Bulldogs. They're going to go to the air, it looks like. Brannigan wants to throw. He does across the middle, almost intercepted there by guess who? Worthing, and falls to the turf.
What a great try that was. He laid out for that. If he came up with that, Nate, that's making a big case for all purposes.
That's for sure. 8:52 to go, second quarter. We're tied 6-6. Delhi went to the air that time. They come up empty, and they're going to have to punt it away.
I gotta believe that's their first 3-and-out.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure it's their first 3-and-out.
So some of that early energy for Delhi seems to have worn off a little bit. That's just my observation on it. And we're tied 6-6. They got to stay tough here for the next 8:52. Maybe get into the halftime break, keep this a tie game. It's going to be a lot on the defense. Good punt here by Silcox, and it'll be scooped up here by Wood at the 30, up to the 40. Wood is still on his feet to the 50. He's got some daylight here, folks. He's at the 40, 35-30, and Pardee's trying to track him down. Going to push him out of bounds at the 5-yard line, but what a return here off the punt from Emmett Wood.
Emmett Wood with a real nice run back all the way down to just outside the 5-yard line, I believe. And I'm telling you right now, if he stayed with his blocker, he scores. He went outside the blocker. If he cuts back inside the blocker's hip, he's in the end zone. But what a return.
Delhi had a chance to get him right when he caught the ball, and they just couldn't quite hold on to him. And instead, he goes scampering through the middle of the field and gets all the way down inside the 10 to the 7-yard line. And just like that, Tioga's knocking on the door once again with 8:35 to go, second quarter.
Good pull to the field right there by the Tioga Tigers to the offense, which, guess what, number 26 is in the backfield.
So here is Worthing under center. Two fullbacks as well as Wood is in the backfield. They're going to go right back to Wood to the left side. Wood is just going to run over his defender. He's into the end zone. Lost the ball for a split second, but scoops it up. And Tioga's going to take their first lead of the game.
Yeah, they ran out of the power eye that time and just ran to the opposite side of it, too. They were strong to the right side, and they ran against the strength and scored.
So Wood with a 5-yard TD after that great punt return. And it gives them a 12-6 lead with 8.5 to go in the second quarter. Looks like they will come on to attempt the extra point here once again.
And the first time, they really had a little bit of a miscue. So let's see if they go. Yeah, they're going for two.
So it looks like they're going to go for two here, as Tim said. A lot of pieces moving around here on this two-point conversion. Worthing's just going to tuck it and run himself, and nowhere to go. We do have a flag. It's
too many in motion, I'm guessing. Oh, they called the timeout.
Wow. Okay, so Worthing just stopped pretty much dead in his tracks here. So a timeout with 8:29 to go in the second quarter. Tim, we might as well keep it right here because after the two-point conversion, they're going to take another break before the kickoff. So Tioga leads 12-6. Did have an update on the Unitigo girls. They win 1-0 to win the sectional championship. So this year for states, it flip-flops every other year. Unitigo girls will play again at Norwich against the winner of Section 3. That game will be next Saturday at noon at Norwich High School. So okay. If you're looking to make some plans, that is the plan.
Congratulations to the Lady Spartans.
Yeah, very cool. Two in a row for them. Great group of kids there ready to hopefully make some history. You know, last year they lost in the quarterfinal, the regional round, and this year I know they're motivated to move on, maybe try to get a little farther. The team they lost to in regionals a year ago, they beat in a tournament earlier this year, so they're feeling good about their chances. So we'll see who comes out of Section 3. That'll be interesting as well. 8.5 to go here, second quarter, out of the timeout. Tioga's going to go for two. This would be big if Delhi could get a stop here, maybe get some momentum back. 12-6, Tioga on top of Delhi. Section 4 Class D football semifinals. Line is set. They're going to hand it off to Wood, and he'll pile his way in, and the two-point conversion is good.
Why wouldn't you give it to number 26, Nate?
So I completely agree. He makes it look very easy. Tioga leads 14-6. 8:29 to go in the second quarter. We'll be back on CDO.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney is proudly celebrating 15 years in business.
Hi, this is Kirk Gardner from Superior. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. And now Superior can also replace your outdated tub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. I'd like to thank you for your business these past 15 years. We look forward to helping you with your home repair needs in the future.
Call Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney at 349-0831. That's 349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
After the score by Tioga, a nice return by Alex Hates of the Bulldogs. Gets them up to the 42-yard line. So 8:21 to go in the second quarter. 14-6 is the score. Tioga on top of Delhi here in the Section 4 Class D football semis. How far on that return, Tim?
22 yards. He started at the 20 and got to the 42.
Delhi's going to go back to Warren Pardee. He's been their workhorse this year. He crosses out to the 45, good for about 2 yards.
Looks good play on first down. Well, looks like they're going to give him. Oh, now they're backing up again. Like I said, I'm not sure. Looks like 2 yards, like as Nate said. Pardee gets two off to the left side, and second down and 8.
Clock hits 8 minutes to go before the halftime break. It's 14-6. And this is where having, I think, that second running back, Bryce Brockie, would certainly help. He must be out with injury today as we look over to the far sideline. He's another bruising, big type of runner. And if Delhi could advance, I'm sure he would love to play against Walton next week. Delhi's going to hand off, and they'll try to run it up the middle. Nowhere to go here for their running back, Ryan Wilson.
Wilson gets 1 yard on the play. We'll bring up 3rd-and-7. The ball is spotted at the 46-yard line of the Delhi Bulldogs.
So Delhi came right out. A lot of energy on offense and defense. They're able to throw on a score on a nice pass to Ty Bruce for about a 10-yard touchdown. Since then, things have been a little quiet here on offense for the Bulldogs. Let's see what they do.
Trips to the right side.
Three wide receivers to the right. Brandigan is chased out of the pocket, needs to step up and throw, and he does complete the tie. Bruce is good for a first down, and we have a flag on the play. Let's see what it is.
I'm going to call face mask, Nate.
So 6:57 to go in the second quarter. Ty Bruce coming up big, going across the middle there, not afraid to take that contact, and he hauled it in.
Yeah, made the catch, and then there's flags all over the place. I think there's 3 flags going, and I think they all have the same thing.
6:57 to go in the second quarter. Delhi would love to get some points on the board.
Personal foul face mask. That's going to add 15 more.
Wow, so this is a nice break here for the Bulldogs after that great catch, and a good job by the quarterback, Brannigan, scrambling. Had a lot of traffic around him, and he was still able to find Bruce.
Delivered a really nice ball right there. Spun it right to his receiver really well, and nice catch by the young man. He caught it in traffic, and then they tried to rip him down by his face mask.
So this pulls Delhi deep into Tioga territory at the 31. Again, it's Tioga 14, Delhi 6. 6:50 to go in the second quarter here in the Section 4 Class B football semifinals. They go to Silcox, and he's going to run out of bounds, has nowhere to go.
They just pushed him right into the Tigers' bench. Yeah, Emmett Wood did a fantastic job on defense, folks. We've been calling his number on offense a lot. Well, what a great job on defense. He strung that play out, did not let the running back get outside him, and lost 2 yards on the play, second down and 12.
I am told that the Unitigo girls will play Little Falls, who they played last year in states. Little Falls advanced on a shootout, and Unitigo beat Little Falls in the Schoharie tournament earlier this year. So that'll be the matchup for the Spartans next week in states for soccer. 6:45 to go in the second quarter. 14-6 is the score here. Delhi trailing Tioga. Here is Brannigan. Dances out of the pocket. Steps up at the 40 to the 35. Tucks it and gets pushed up to about the 32. He had to make a split-second decision, but he's maybe back to the original line of scrimmage here.
I'd like to see him tuck that ball away a little bit more securely. He's got it out to the side a little bit, and I'm looking for one of those big guys from Tioga to just put their hand out and knock it loose. But he comes up short of the first original line of scrimmage, so it's still 3rd and 11.
Yeah, 3rd and long here. Delhi might have to go back to the air. They've shown they can do it, but they're certainly going to have to make a big play here. Delhi will take a timeout. We'll step away for 30 seconds. 6:07 to go in the second quarter. Tioga 14, Delhi 6. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Patrice from Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. A trip to the pharmacy usually means lots of waiting, time none of us have. We understand that at Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. That's why we pride ourselves on filling your prescriptions fast. In fact, it's usually ready when you arrive. We are happy to answer all your questions about medications and your family's health issues. We also have a nice selection of greeting cards, health and beauty products, vitamins, and a new line of Ananda Professional CBD products. So don't waste time standing around waiting and waiting. Switch to Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. I think you'll be glad you did. Brown's Pharmacy is on Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back once again. Delhi still in the timeout here with 6:07 to go in the second quarter. It's 14-6 as the Bulldogs waiting to come out of the timeout here. They will have a 3rd down and about 12 to go. Ball at the 33-yard line. Let's see what they decide to do here, Tim.
No huddle out of the timeout. So they have the play called already, and here we go.
They're going to drop back. Brannigan trying to throw over the middle and had nowhere to go. And the Tioga Tigers are able to collapse on him. Dominic Wood was there to sack him and bring him down.
Yeah, unfortunately, Brannigan ran into two of his guys. And then the big defender for the Tioga Tigers, they lost a lot of yards on that play. It's going to be 4th down 20.
Yeah, 4th and a long way to go. So, Tim, you're at the Tioga 40. You punt here? You try to maybe throw one up? What do you think?
I think I try to flip the field. I mean, if you have a punter that can kick it to the sideline, that's what you try to do. It looks like they're not going to send anybody back, so you don't have to worry about a return.
Yep.
They think they're going to fake, so that's why they're doing this.
Silcox has a good leg, too. So Silcox is going to punt this one away. It's a line drive. It's going to take a Delhi bounce, and good job. They'll down it about the 11.
Yeah, real nice play right there. I mean, that's a good flip for the field. You're going to make them go almost the whole length of the field to add points before the half.
So 5:14 to go in the second quarter. I'm sure if during the week we said, hey, you know, you're going to be down 14-6 at the half against Tioga, they'd say, okay, you know, maybe I could take that.
They would take that, and I'm guessing. I know there's a lot of teams in Section 4 would like to say they were only 8 points with Tioga with 5 minutes left in the half.
Yeah. 5:14 to go, second quarter. And Tioga is going to break out of the huddle here. Section 4, Class D football semifinals. Winner will get Walton in the championship game. Walton defeated Green earlier today, 40-14. A run here on first down, and Delhi is right there to smother it up. Good job on the play. Jake Pitcher, he's been in there a lot.
Yeah, number 44 doing a really nice job catching Emmett Wood for what? A loss? No way. Yes, Emmett Wood loses 2 yards on the play, 2nd down and 12.
Yeah, that was well done by the Delhi defense, and I think if they look up at the clock right now, they say, okay, we just got to survive here this last couple of minutes. No more damage.
They get a 3-and-out right here. They get the ball back. They have 2 timeouts left?
Yeah. I believe so, yeah. So Tioga under center. This is going to be a 2nd and 12. They'll look to hand it off. They run to the outside. It's going to be good. Very close to a 1st down here.
There's a flag.
And David McWinney was the ball carrier.
There's a flag right in the middle of the field.
So I'm guessing it was thrown by the umpire, and I'm guessing we're going to see holding. So we'll see what the official call is here with 4:28 to go. And it will be a hold against the Tigers. So that's going to push them back another 10. McWinnie with a nice run there. He's got a cast on his right arm, and he's still able to cradle that ball.
And good job, folks, is he's the fullback. He's the one that's making these crushing blocks that I keep telling everybody about. I mean, he's just setting the edge for Wood all game long, and he's also clearing out linebackers in the middle of the field. But they gave him the ball there. He had a nice run, but there was a hold on the play.
So this is going to push the Tigers back. This is going to be second down and, about 15, I would say.
Yeah, good call.
Second and 15. Delhi is pushing Tioga back up against their own end zone. They're starting at about their own 10, about the 8-yard line here. So a second and long. They're going to run it to the outside. Delhi chasing on defense. Ty Bruce is there, and they can't quite get him. He will run out to the 20-yard line. Another run by McWinnie, it looked like.
Jet and, sweep.
Yeah. They got more out of that than they probably should have.
Yeah, jet sweep to the left side, and McWinnie with a really nice run gets the first down yardage, according to the PA announcer here.
I knew it was close, and a couple of Delhi guys all had a chance at him. And
sorry, we couldn't tell. We're looking right into the sun. And I'm not Joe Cool like Nate with sunglasses on right now.
Luckily, I had him in the car. Otherwise, I think we'd all be blind today. 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's 14-6, and the ball is on the ground, and Delhi is going to cover it up. The officials say they got it at the 32-yard line. What a play there by the Delhi defense.
Tyler Bruce, number one in the program, number one in your heart for that play right there. He's going to have a lot of dates this weekend. Fumble recovery.
And so the ball at the 32-yard line. And now, as you said, Tim, if they could get another chance at it here, they still have 3:53 to work with.
They did it differently than I thought. I thought they'd just stop them three and out and they'd have to punt, but that's the third turnover for the Tioga Tigers. Very, very unlike them.
So here is the Bulldogs on offense. They go to Pardee, who is their workhorse, and he stopped at the 30. Had a couple of nice runs early. Since then, the Tigers have done a good job containing him.
Yeah, they're doing a really good job. That defensive line just absolutely shreds their blockers, and they're on the top of Pardee right away. He gets two on the play, but it'll bring up second down and 8. The ball is on the 30-yard line of the Tigers.
So this will be a Delhi offense on the 30-yard line going left to right. They are deep in Tioga territory. Excuse me. They'll hand it off to Pardee again. Want to give him another chance. He gets to the 25, lowers his shoulder. Going to have a flag on the play as he bowls his way up to the 23. Let's see who it's on. Going to be against Delhi.
Crushing play right there. But it's going to come back. It looks like it was right at the line of scrimmage. So it's going to push them back about 8 more yards, 10 yards. It'll be about, I'm going to say, 2nd and 18, Nate.
Oneonta girls and Chenango Forks are scoreless midway through the first half. That game's up in Norwich for the Class B Section 4 Soccer Championship. Of course, Forks, a really, really good program. Oneonta trying to play tough with them. They've had some great games so far this season. So trying to do our best. Green is ahead of Newark Valley 3-1 in the Class C Field Hockey Championship game for Section 4. Just giving you a heads up on that. Trying to keep you updated on all the soccer and field hockey we have going on today as well. 3:10 to go, second quarter. This will be Delhi on offense. They're going to throw to Pardee. He's wide open. He's going to pick up the first down and more to the 20, 15 before he somersaults up to the 13. What a play for Delhi.
Yeah, what a nice play that was. What a great design play. They faked to him, and Pardee just went back and was looking like he was going to go to the right side and then just turned around and threw back to the left. What a great little design play. First down yardage. Ball will be spotted at about the 12.
Great job by Brannigan. The pocket was collapsing around him, and he just planted his feet, waited for Pardee to turn, and then tossed it to him. 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. They'll hand off to Pardee again. He hits the pile. Good for maybe about 1 or 2 yards. Aaron Howard on the tackle for Tioga.
Yeah, that's a really good run against the inside lineman of the inside defensive line of the Tioga Tigers. Good for a 2-yard gain, second down and 8. The ball is going to be spotted right at about the 9.
So we have an official timeout here with 2:43 to go in the second quarter. And, okay, now the clock will start moving again here. It got moved back again, Nate. What's it at? 12?
I'd say the ball's about the 12.
Okay.
So this is going to be a second down, about 9 to go, 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Section 4 Class D football semifinals, Tioga 14, Delhi 6. Almost halftime, Delhi trying to get back into this game. The flag, there is a flag on the play. They'll throw it incomplete, looking for Tyler Bruce on the right sideline. We'll see what the call is here from the officials.
Yeah, it was, they let the play go, so we'll see what they got. But there's flags on both sides, eh?
Yeah, and it came up. I saw the original flag I saw was on the left side, and it was right as the ball was snapped.
And I think it was both linesmen that threw, so false start against, or legal motion, because they let the play go. So legal motion.
That one goes against the Bulldogs, and what did we say earlier? If you get down here, you got to come away with something, especially against Tioga.
Yeah, you definitely do. I mean, you're not going to have that many trips inside the 20, and now you're going to be just outside. Let's see, you're going to be about the 17.
Yep,
about the 17-yard line. It's second down and 14.
You have 2:16 to go before the halftime break. Timeout's going to be taken. It looks like. Well, let's see. Looked like they were taking the timeout, but now not so much. And now it does look like the timeout there. A little confusion. Bulldogs want a timeout. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. 2:10 to go, second quarter. Tioga 14, Delhi 6. Timeout for DA. We'll be right back on CDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otego is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otego today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays from 6 to 5, and Sundays from 6 to 1. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otego.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Greenfield Hockey now pushes ahead of Newark Valley 4-1 in the Class C Section 4 championship game. That game's over at Vestal today.
Is that in the second half?
Yep, early second half there. 2:10 to go, second quarter, 14-6 here. This is going to be a second and 14 out of the timeout. Delhi knocking on the door. This would be huge for the Bulldogs. Man in motion, Brannigan wants the throw. Flushed out of the pocket, left side. He's at the 20, backs up to the 25 and has nowhere to go. Does throw it away, and that's going to bring up a flag, I believe, for intentional grounding.
Yeah, because he did not have anybody near that ball. He actually threw the ball left-handed, I think. So fourth down.
That was Aaron Howard and Cole Williams for Tioga, just absolutely harassing him in the backfield. And whatever they drew up, we didn't even get a chance to see it. So let's see here.
Intentional grounding.
Yeah.
You're going to move it back, and it will be lost and down.
That hurts. He's got to just eat that one.
Yeah.
You know? So 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. 14-6 the score. The loss of down really hurts.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to bring up.
I can say it. Can I say it?
Sure.
All right. Third down and then it's turning.
Yeah. So this is going to be at the 32-yard line on the left hash. They're going to spot this one.
And they got to get down to the 4.
So they got to go to the air here. It does look like they're going into the wind from what we can tell. Wind has kind of changed a couple of different times here today. And we're looking at the goalpost flags here. Does look like Delhi's going into the wind a little bit here. So Brannigan's going to go to the air. Pocket is collapsing. He throws one out to Ty Bruce at the 30. To the 25, Bruce cuts back, has nowhere to go, and he's brought down there at the 25.
He makes the first man miss on after he catches the ball. A real nice little play. Picks up, I'm going to say 10 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, 10 yards. So it'll be fourth down and 23.
So I think to get a first down, they're going to have to get to about the 12-yard line. They got a minute 32 to go. Clock is moving, though. They trail 14-6, almost halftime here at Johnson City. The Section 4 Class D football semifinals. Winner will get Walton in the championship game next Friday night at 7, right back here at Johnson City. Waiting for the snap. Here is Brannigan on a fourth down. What's Delhi going to come up with? Here comes the rush. They pass to the far side. They get it to Pardee. He's going to have a chance, and he gets tackled at the 10. Comes up about 3 yards short.
Wow. What? But you're giving Tioga the ball with 90 yards to go. So
better than anything else you could do. You know, you moved it down and stopped them.
You know, the only better option there was if they had scored. But, I mean, you've kept the ball out of Tioga's hands,
right,
and you've tried your best to take advantage of some turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that you just wish if you're a Delhi fan, maybe they could have got something there. But
yeah,
still, 14-6.
About a minute to go.
Got a ball game here.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Almost halftime. Let's see what the Tigers come up with. Delhi needs to stay strong on defense. No big plays. They'll hand off to Wood. Wood running to the outside, out to the 15, so that gives them a little breathing room off the goal line. Clock moving with 50 seconds.
Yep, Wood with a carry of about 7 yards on the play. We'll bring up second down and three.
So the ball out to about the 16. Clock still moving. Tioga seems to be in no hurry here as they just want to eat the rest of this up. Delhi will get the ball to start the second half as well. Down to 30 seconds. Little run to the outside. They're going to do an option pitch to Wood. Wood gets to the edge. He's got some running room. Hardy is able to shuffle him out of bounds at about the 38. A big collision there.
Yeah, nice option run to the left-hand side. Quarterback really sold the defender out big time. He waited before he pitched it, and then Wood just took it up to the 37.
So 22 seconds left. Boy, if you give Wood any room at all, holy smokes, he is just able to turn on the jets. He's big, he's strong, he's fast. I mean, listed on the roster at 5'8", 165, right, but he looks bigger to me.
I'll tell you what, he's not afraid of contact, and you better be ready to get hit as a defender because he's going to bring the pads to you.
22 seconds left. Wood is out in motion. Looks like they want to try to throw to him. They loft one up, and it's going to go out of bounds with 16 seconds left.
So they tried the wheel route from with Wood out of the backfield on the left-hand side. He was open. The pass sailed out of bounds. Second down.
So the ball back out to the 37-yard line. As Tim said, they're at the left hash. Tioga going right to left. 16 seconds left in the second quarter. And it is Tioga 14, Delhi 6. And, you know, I think Delhi's played a very good first half here.
Fantastic.
Can't take anything away from them.
Like we said before, if they can end up 8 points down, I think they would have taken that in a heartbeat.
Tioga with 16 seconds left trying to go to the air here again. They overthrow it. Ty Bruce in good coverage there on Wood. Incomplete with 11 seconds left. And I'm kind of surprised to see Tioga take these shots like this.
Yeah, I know, because you would think that they'd be happy just because, all right, we're still in the lead. You know, run the clock out. Go into halftime, make our adjustments, and then come out in the second half and show Delhi what Tioga football is about. But they are going to be so pumped, and by they, I mean Delhi's got to be
dramatic
in that locker room.
And if you're Tioga, you get one big play to Wood, and he scampers in, and you have a two-touchdown lead.
Yeah, that's
huge. That's probably, I guess, what they're thinking down there. 11 seconds left, second quarter. They're going to hand this one off. Again, they'll just run up the middle here with Manuel, and he has nowhere to go, and that'll do it. First half comes to a close. It's Tioga 14, Delhi 6. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. It's the Section 4 of Class D football semifinals. We got a ball game, folks. Tune in for the second half and our halftime report coming up on CDO.
This year, switch to Marabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Marabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art